This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saltgrass Steakhouse in Pearland. This is the QDEMP Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you in part by Acme Party Intent. Here's Quinton Demps with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back at Saltgrass in Pearland. And time for the QDEMP Show.
Yeah, time for the QDEMP Show, baby.
One of the heroes from yesterday.
Yesterday was the QDEMP Show. What are you talking about?
I'm just glad we won the ball game, yo.
Okay, you know I got a lot of questions for you today.
You do?
Today's a big day for
you. All right, let's go.
You had to know when you were on your way here. You said, I know AJ's got a ton of stuff he's going to want to talk to me about.
Let's go.
I've said for a long time.
No, I knew we were going to talk about one thing the whole time.
What was the one thing?
Come on, man.
What, did something big happen yesterday or what?
I don't know.
His interception.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's start with that.
The other side of the ball.
You saved the day, Quentin. You saved the day. Things. I told Fred this. Things were looking bleak to me.
Yep.
Because you guys had an injury timeout when you clearly didn't want to use a timeout, but you couldn't get a guy out of
with Lamar, right?
Yeah, Lamar couldn't get up.
Yeah.
So you have to call timeout there, and that gave them probably an extra 30 seconds
to regroup
that they wouldn't have had.
Yeah, right.
So the clock stops for them. You have to punt it away.
Yeah.
And I said, man, 25, 30 seconds, that's a long time at the end of
the
game.
That could be ran off the clock, right?
That's several plays that they could run in that time.
Right.
And you ended all that discussion in a hurry.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about the play. What'd you see? What'd they do?
We were just playing like a cover two where I had to be deep, and I knew I couldn't let anything get behind me. And, he threw the ball up, and I just, I'm glad I caught it.
Does he suck? Does Blake Bortles suck?
He has some work to do to get better. He's not. He's definitely talented, though. He definitely can play in this league and start in this league. But, he's still young, and he hasn't developed.
It almost seems like he's getting worse.
You think so?
I think maybe that happens to a lot of guys. So maybe that there's the, hey, look, where, like, you start out and
what
people have
third year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got.
But his stats last year significantly better than this year. Significantly.
Last year, he had a good year last year.
Yeah. And, Allen Robinson had a good year with him last year. And Allen Robinson's done nothing this year.
Right.
So it's been kind of a down time.
Yeah.
But the big story, of course, Brock Osweiler gets benched. And I've asked you this several times this year when I've thought, maybe they would bench him.
What did I say?
Well, I'll get to it. The question I've asked you, I said, does this team believe in Brock Osweiler, and do you feel like when one guy's not pulling his weight that the rest of the team sort of feels that? And you said the team believes in Osweiler.
Right.
You said everybody backs that guy.
No question.
But I will say this. The minute they pulled that guy out of the game.
Yeah.
And I can't say for the defense. The defense looked great start to finish, honestly, again.
Thank you.
But that offense looked like it looked like they were all suddenly interested in playing football. I mean, everybody's fighting for balls. Everybody's like, suddenly they realize, hey, this is football. This is pretty fun. And what was the spirit like in the locker room? Because obviously for one guy, yesterday sucked. For the other 51, it was a pretty great day.
Yeah.
What was the feel in the locker room, and how do you guys deal with it? Like, is anybody giving Brock a pat on the shoulder? What's the situation?
Well,
like?
Brock's a professional, man. It's the National Football League, man. It's a competition every single day, he knew, he didn't have his best game to start off, two picks, so. And again, like, OB's one of the guys, man, that's really, really competitive. And, like, he runs a competitive organization. Like, we compete every day, and so it's about competition, man. And, on top of me saying that we ride with Brock, we're going to stick with Brock, I also said that we're going to ride with whoever's back there.
Yeah.
I remember saying that. So, that's just me as a defensive player. Like, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. We got to do our job for sure.
The fact that he gets pulled, and obviously when you're in the NFL, like you said, you're fighting for your position, your job every down.
Yeah.
But the guys with big contracts, they're always going to get – one more chance than a guy who's an undrafted rookie.
One or 20,
whatever it is. If
that's right.
If Charles James was making Brock Osweiler money, he'd still be on this team. We can agree on that?
I think so.
Okay.
I believe that.
So there is something. They'll say money doesn't matter,
right.
But it matters. I mean, once you invest in a guy, you want that guy to succeed.
It plays its part.
Yeah, so there's egg on a lot of faces.
But certain teams wouldn't do that, like, because of the money. They wouldn't bench him at all.
Right.
It'd be no question. And so that just shows you could go, like, OB is like, look, we got to win ball games. I don't give a damn about your contract.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I like him a lot, man.
Does it seem like maybe there was pressure on Bill because this offseason, and Bill O'Brien's always been looked at as, for whatever reason, as some sort of quarterback whisperer.
Yeah.
Brock Osweiler was the guy he picked. Like, this was his guy that he thought he could win with.
Yeah.
That's got to be a lot of pressure on him, and it's got to be a big move to say, all right, that's enough, sit down.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a big move. Definitely, like I think McNair said, man, it's a gutsy call. But at the end of the day, man, we're trying to win ball games. It's December football, and we got to figure it out. Like, you know what I mean?
At what point in that game is there, or if ever, was there? I mean, down 13-0 to the Jaguars, who, let's face it, that is a bad football team. They've won two games all year long.
Yeah.
Do you guys look at each other and say, what the hell are we doing here? We got to win this game to make the playoffs. Let's get going.
I mean, we knew coming in that it was going to be, you know, a four-quarter game for sure. But, we're looking around like, man, what – you know, after the kickoff return, we're like, what is happening right now? You know, so.
What's the – how many of the 52 guys that are there on that team, how many attend special teams meetings?
So you got the big guys who probably don't go.
Okay.
The linemen, right?
Right.
I mean, they go on field goal block.
Are you in all the special teams meetings?
I go here and there.
Do you want to play special teams?
Honestly?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Because I got to tell you, the special teams for this franchise, and they've made a coaching change at that spot recently. Yeah. Special teams has haunted this team for years and years and years. And it seems
we had a big play, though, too. Like, we had safety was huge.
Okay. I'll give you that.
It's a National Football League.
Is that a big play for the Jets?
Just
the
because
Texans?
Something bad happens doesn't mean, like, that group of people was bad. Like, things are going to happen. They get paid, too.
Okay.
We cannot play perfect game.
Now, you say you guys made a big play.
The safety is a big play. That's 2 points we lose.
Is that a big play for the Texans, or is that a stupid mistake by Jacksonville that got you that play?
What are you saying? That
they held in the end zone. That's a safety.
This is National Football League competing competition.
They committed a penalty.
You held for a reason. The guy that you were guarding is a bull.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that.
Like, we're competing.
But would you say that in your time, since you've been with the Texans, special teams has underperformed?
It hadn't been a strength of the team.
Okay.
Well, no, at one point it was. Jacoby Jones went to the Pro Bowl.
You're talking – how long ago was that?
It doesn't matter. You asked me a question. You said since
okay,
I've been –
okay, you're right. I did ask you
I played
that.
With Jacoby.
Okay.
I was here with him.
It was like 1984. I'll give you that.
They were scared to kick it to him, though.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, no question.
Now, do you think – is that like a – and you said you don't want to play special teams. Is that a general feeling, you think, amongst starters in the NFL?
No, it's among veteran starters who have put their work in on special teams already. Like,
okay.
I feel like I've graduated from doing that. Like, I was one of the guys who I survived off of special teams.
If I told you the special teams would be better if you were out there playing, would you want to do it?
I would do it for the sake of the team.
Okay.
But also, is that true, though? To what extent is that true?
I don't know. I'm saying, like, if your coach said, hey, Quentin, I think we would be better on special teams.
If I did what, though?
If you were out there as a gunner or out there doing whatever, right? I mean, returning kicks, even if you're doing anything like that,
it just depends. It just depends. Like, it depends.
Okay, but you think at this point in your career, it's not something you'd be looking to do,
right?
And that's most veterans. You think have that same sort of feeling about it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I think so. Most guys
usually
9 years and above.
Yeah, usually kickers, they're not a story for you guys. I mean, Novak's had a hell of a year.
Hey, he gets my game ball.
Yesterday, dude was pretty. He was gutting it out, right?
Him Weeks and Lecker. They get my game ball.
Now Novak was hurt yesterday, right?
Yeah,
he was in pretty bad shape. I saw him on the trainer's table. You rarely see a kicker on the trainer's table.
Yeah,
I mean, how much of it? Do you guys always treat the kicker like an equal part of the team, or is it happens?
We make fun of him for sure. You know,
but yesterday you treat him like an equal for a
last
day, right?
Last week too.
Okay, yeah, he's won you guys a couple games in a row.
He's been balling, man. He's doing his job well.
Okay,
you know.
Do you feel like this team is going to play with a different confidence now with Tom Savage? Do you feel like that the offense is going to have a bit of a different swagger to them right now?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
Was yesterday easier for you guys in the second half when the drives were extending a little bit?
Yes.
You guys had a little more time on the sideline?
When it wasn't any turnovers.
We've talked about that a lot.
Yes.
I mean, those quick changes, that's got to be the most gutting thing for a defensive player.
It's terrible. Especially when it's like that, when they get in the red zone.
Yeah.
God, that sucks.
The first the first turnover, you tell me if I'm wrong. I said the first turnover on Brock,
yeah.
I didn't blame all the way on him. That ball hit Will Fuller in the
hands.
Yeah,
that's Will. That's on Will.
That is on Will. That's a catchable ball, right?
Yeah, professional athlete. You better catch the ball.
Has this been a rough rookie season for him? I know he started out well, and then things have kind of...
It's been pros and cons,
yeah.
For sure, like any rookie.
We were talking about this the other day. The rookies that have succeeded so far this season, like who have had a... Like, if you go through the Texans draft, the last guy that they picked has been the biggest impact guy. Is that sort
Who?
Of a strange thing to you?
Who?
DJ Reader. Yeah, DJ Reader.
What you mean, last pick?
He was the last guy the Texans took in the draft. He was the last pick they took this year. But he may have been the biggest impact guy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the rounds and stuff to me. I don't understand your question. What do you say?
I'm asking are you surprised that of all the rookies to have been like really big impact guys, it's the guy taken in, I think it was round five, has been the most impactful player.
No, I'm not surprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like him as a player?
I love him.
Okay.
Yeah. He's going to be really good.
Okay.
He's going to be really good.
I'm buying it.
Yeah, no doubt.
We got to hit a break. I feel like I've been asking a bunch of questions for a long time.
I love the show with AJ, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
One of those other guys softball you or what?
Which ones?
Like, who'd you do it with? Joel Blank and Barry Laminick last week? What are they doing?
It's cool. You know,
they're just not as good as me.
Right.
I feel you on that.
You the man.
We're a good team, Quinn.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're a good team.
That's fair to say.
Yeah.
You're like an all-pro guy. They kind of like starters.
They're all right. Yeah. All right.
That's fair.
They're like Osweiler.
Yeah.
You know?
No, cut it out. Cut it out. What is he saying, guys?
Give me a second.
That's my quarterback, T.O. Boyce.
They're like Bortles. They're like Bortles. And
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, I'm like a better Bill O'Brien because I just get out of the way and let the players do their thing sometimes.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sometimes.
Thank you.
Take us to break, man.
Well, first I'm going to tell you about Harry's Razors. And, guys, you're running out of time. If you want to get a gift for someone here that's practical, that's cool, for the guy who has everything, Harry's has got you covered, but you're almost out of time. It's officially the last minute. This holiday, they have ready-to-gift shave sets at all different price points, starting at just $15. They all come with a razor handle of your choice, shaving cream, replacement blades, and a travel cover. The Winston set includes an engravable chrome handle if you want to add a personalized touch. As a special offer for fans of the show, how about this? $5 off your order when you enter code BLITZ at checkout. So go get that $15 one and get $5 off when you use code BLITZ at checkout. It's officially last minute, guys. You've got until Wednesday to get your gift in time for Christmas. Go to harrys.com right now to get the Truman set or the Winston set while supplies last. And don't forget to enter code BLITZ at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from the Saltgrass Steakhouse in Pearland. This is the Q-Damp Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you in part by Acme Party Intent. Here's Quinton Demps with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back.
Is that our last show?
On the
I don't know.
Show.
I was just asking Wes. I don't know if it is our last show. I hope not.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, me too, man.
We wouldn't want you to have to finish with those other guys.
Yeah.
That would be a real bummer. That would be a crappy way to end the season. That'd be like the Texans ended the season last year with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That'd be the equivalent of ending the last show of the season with one of those guys. That'd be horrible.
Yeah, all right.
I ask you.
I like Sean Salisbury.
I like Sean, too. Yeah. Very good. I'll ask you this. I've been asking you a lot this year. Is there ever frustration that boils over between the offense and the defense in the locker room? And you say, for the most part, it's pretty cool. Did you hear what happened in Denver?
Yeah.
Where Russell Okun and Aqib Talib basically.
Chris Harris, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, the defense has been keeping track of how many snaps they're playing every game, and they're fed up with it.
Right.
And Russell Okun tries to say something after the game, and those guys are like, hey, man, shut up until you're playing better.
Yeah.
We'll give any and all motivational speeches. And I've asked you about that a lot, and you said, I mean, is it just a different locker room, or
yeah, different locker room. I don't think we have the guys that would do that.
Okay,
Tlaib is, as we know,
he's very vocal.
You know, when you come out on the media and say I'm gonna kick somebody's ass,
yeah,
you're very vocal. So I don't think we have that personnel. You know what I mean? But it goes on in the National Football League. But we don't have that personnel.
Do you think maybe the Texans could use some guys like that with a little bit more of that are a little more emotional, maybe some
fire
to them?
What does that get you, though? Like the fighting, the finger pointing. What does it get you? Like, what does it get you?
I mean, well, it's not getting the Broncos much. You might be right.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? Like, what is
Gary Kubiak had to come in and stop him from fighting, I guess.
What is it going to do but divide you more?
Who wins that fight, Aqib Tlaib or Russell Okung?
I don't know.
Russell Okung's a big man.
It depends on where you know that. You might get him right in the.
You could, yeah. He could land the right shot.
You never know.
That. Your boy Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh my God! I told you guys.
Man,
I told you.
I said at the beginning of this year, and there were a lot of people who wanted to call him a bust coming into the season.
Crazy.
Fred and I said, let's wait and see how this season works. I think if he would have had another bad season or injury riddled season, you could have that discussion.
Yeah.
But I said this is sort of a make or break year for
Clowney.
He knew
that. He knew that though too.
And man, like, he performed. I mean, this guy is just a dominant force.
He is,
and it's almost making people. I mean,
JJ
Watt's so beloved around here.
Oh my!
But it's making it seem like
you hear this guy. Stop it.
His performance is making it seem like you're not missing that much with JJ being out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's making the JJ injury.
That's his hardest. Could you imagine both of them?
That's what we were talking about earlier.
I probably had like 8 pick sixes right now.
I mean, just imagine. And you guys are getting good production from him. Good production from McKinney, who may not have been a guy that people were looking at as a star coming into the season.
McKinney's a star.
He's played very well.
He's a star.
A.J. Bouye's had a really good season, and
he's going to be good too.
Most people would have called him like the third or fourth corner on this team coming into the year, and look what he's doing.
He's top in the league. Right.
Is that what's been – you know, to keep you guys from feeling that loss of JJ, you've had a group effort of a bunch of different guys step up be way better?
Yeah, I think so, man. Like you said, you pointed out key guys. You pointed out Clowney and AJ, and they're having, like, you know, career years. And so, you know, anytime you can have two guys stepping up, man, it's like that, like they're doing, is huge.
We talked a couple weeks ago, Fred and I did, about Brian Cushing and his contract situation. And they're going to have a decision to make on him.
No question.
In the offseason.
Yeah.
How important is Brian Cushing emotionally to the defense? How much of a leader is he for you guys?
I believe he's still that nucleus. I think so. He's been here the longest. You know, he's been here through the ups and downs of the Texans, and you know, it's just you know, business side of it is going to probably, you know, handle itself. But he's the guy for sure.
When people are making, I guess your defensive coaches are going to give their evaluations of all that when it comes time to make that decision,
right?
How much do they weigh in? Because Brian's on-field play is not what it was when he was at his prime, but that may make his value now even more, you know, from an emotional standpoint and from a leadership standpoint.
Yeah.
How much do you think that weighs out when they're making those decisions?
I think they put the film on first and foremost.
Right, that's the most important
that's
thing.
That's the most important thing. And then the other stuff kind of just plays its part, like 20%. I think it's 80-20.
Okay.
If that, you know what I'm
saying? So they're saying if the film is close, maybe it'll make a difference?
Yeah, maybe.
If the film's not close, it ain't going to matter.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, is that a guy – I mean, there's nobody who can replace that guy in the locker room for the defense, right? You?
Yeah.
And you're on a contract year, too.
Not so much replace.
But you could step into that role.
But I could be, no question.
If you're in a contract year, too, they're going to have a decision to make on you.
They are.
You feel like you've earned another contract from them?
I'm just on a mission. I don't know.
You're a guy who you're a guy who has clawed your way through this league.
Yeah, be careful what you say right here, man.
You've not been handed anything. I feel you. You've not been
no,
handed anything.
Right.
You weren't a high draft pick. You've worked for everything.
Right.
Do you feel like at the end of the year, if let's say the Texans offer you another 1-year deal, would that be insulting to you?
It would be.
Okay.
Yeah, no question. If the league did that, it would be.
Well, because if the Texans offer you a 1-year deal, somebody's going to offer you more than that, you would assume.
I mean, just 1 year. It just depends on the amount, though. 1 year, if it's a good amount, you know, it wouldn't be.
It wouldn't matter to you?
Not a good amount.
Okay.
Yeah, not a good amount.
So you're looking for that. I mean, at this point, you're going year to year. You just want to make sure you're paid fairly year to year.
I just want respect.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I want to be paid like you respect me.
When you're a younger guy, is it important to have that long-term security, like that three-year deal or whatever it is?
Yeah, when you're younger. I'm older.
What's the longest deal you've signed in the league?
Four-year when I got drafted. Four-year deal.
Okay. And but now
the new CBA has kind of been bad for the middle-class guys. I've been kind of the middle-class guy.
Okay.
It's bad for us right now. Like, it's one-year deal, take it or leave it. You know what I'm saying? For the middle class.
When they put on the film for you this year, at the end of the year, to me,
put some respect on my name.
I think so.
That's it.
I think that you've that's
all, that's all I want.
At least on the field, you have earned whatever, you know, you've earned legit money.
I'm not done, though.
No, you're not. You got two games left.
Right.
Do you feel like team success? Let's say this team loses out. You guys lose to the Titans. Don't make the playoffs. It's going to be more difficult to keep guys around. Right, it's probably less likely they'll keep guys around than if you guys win out, make the playoffs, and you know you're a division champion. It's easier to keep what you've got, right?
Money talks.
Okay.
You never know. Money talks.
Okay.
Win or lose, money talks. But I see what you're trying to say. But I, you know, at the end of the day, when you're a free agent, money talks.
You've been around the league a little bit.
Yeah.
You particularly wanted to come back to Houston
when
you came back. You're comfortable here. You enjoy being here. You're a Texas guy.
Right.
Is that going to play a role? Or let's say the Texans don't put quite enough respect on your name and someone else does. Someone in Minnesota or Buffalo, some godforsaken place, puts enough respect on your name. Is that going to be enough to sway you?
That's it.
Okay. Just want that respect.
Yeah, I want the respect.
That's big to you. I like that.
I want the respect.
But
I don't feel like they gave
me respect. When you say respect.
Nobody gave me the respect last year either.
When you say respect, you kind of just mean money, right?
I mean everything.
Okay.
Like this guy is a starter in this league.
Okay.
Sure.
You want to have a solidified role. You want to go in knowing.
He's an above average starter.
You don't want to go. You don't want some a-hole trying to tell you to play special teams is what you're saying. That's respect on your name.
Right.
Okay. I feel it.
He's a safety.
You would like to say, coming into next season, wherever you are,
right,
you want to be paid on par with your peers, the guys who play as well as you do.
Right.
And you want to go into training camp knowing that you've got a job.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
I want to go into camp knowing I'm the number one safety on the team.
Okay. All right. How this team in particular, there's a lot of rotation in that defensive backfield. Do you guys all sort of is there any sort of competition between you guys for snaps, or does everyone sort of look at each other as a unit? We're going to be out there for whatever we need.
Is there a lot of rotation? Or are you just saying that?
No, I feel especially early on.
Who's rotating?
Well, now there's not as much rotation because everybody's dead.
Oh, you mean like J.J.? Oh, okay,
I'm saying at the beginning of the year when everybody was healthy,
rotating?
there was a lot of guys.
Well, you know, it's packages though, right?
Right.
Okay.
But I mean, do you care if there's a package that doesn't involve you? Do you get frustrated when you're on the sideline?
Don't
take
me out of the game.
Okay.
Period.
That's what you. That when you say respect, you want to be a guy who doesn't come out of the game.
Number one safety, man.
Number one safety
on the team. That's what I
want. Okay.
That's what I want.
I hope they give that to you.
You know, the rotation, like the competition is. You know, that's what we do. That's how we live. Like we, you know, get it how we live. Everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to be number one safety, number one corner. And you gotta compete.
I worry if they give you too much respect or too much money, you won't do our show anymore.
I'll be here, man.
Okay.
If you're
some big time star, you know, you get that big deal.
Nah.
And then
I'm gonna put in a contract though, only in Pearland.
Okay. That's fine.
That's all I want. Just come to Pearland.
And only this
show. We'll take that.
Yeah.
Just come to Pearland and I'll be good.
And tell them not to work with those other clowns. you're with us.
Shout out, Sean.
You're with us. Listen, those guys,
that's my guy.
They're not gonna make it. Let me tell you. Those shows come and go. Those guys aren't gonna make it. We'll be here. We'll be
I got to see those guys next week, man.
When you make a big play at the end of the game, you got a game ball today this week, right?
Yeah, my name was mentioned for sure.
That's good. Do you have an extra? Even I mean, obviously you're like you said, you're a veteran. This isn't your first rodeo,
right?
But as important as that game was, important as that moment was, do you still get that feeling
like that you got in high school when you make a game-saving interception. Does it still feel like that?
Yeah, it's nothing that can match that, man. It's just a good, it's just a great feeling, especially when you're playing for your teammates. You know what I'm saying? Like it's really like a genuine, like, man, we put this work in that nobody else sees. Every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we deal with the coaches, we deal with the media, we deal with all this crap, and we go out here and play for each other, man. No matter how, you know, we just, you know, it's a good feeling, man. It's hard to explain.
If they somehow go down and kick a field goal at the end of that game and they win the game, all the excitement about Tom Savage, all of that's nullified, right? Like, it almost feels like same old, didn't make a difference if it was Brock or Savage or who it was, because at the end of the game,
you can't say that.
Okay.
I don't think so, because at the end of the day, like, Savage came in and he played really well. Really well meaning no turnovers.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need much. You know what I'm saying? Like, give us 14 to 13 points.
Yeah.
Please.
Run the ball.
With no turnovers.
Run the ball, don't turn it over. That's what you ask of the offense,
please.
Right?
You know, that's what we need.
That's how Denver won a Super Bowl last year.
Right.
Run the ball.
Right.
Don't turn it over. That's
all I'm asking.
That's how Seattle's won Super Bowls.
Don't turn it over, especially in the red zone.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Is John playing music?
I think he is.
All right. I'll shut up.
I think we need to go to break.
All right.
We'll be right back. It's QDF Show.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saltgrass Steakhouse in Pearland. This is the QDEM Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you in part by Acme Party Intent. Here's Quentin Demps with Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back here at the Saltgrass in Pearland. What the hell you got there, Hoffman?
Pecan bread pudding.
Oh, my God, that looks fantastic.
Mind your business.
That looks fantastic.
This is mine.
I'm not touching it. I ate too much this weekend.
There goes Fred.
Ate and drank too much.
Oh, there he goes.
You heard him?
Yeah, I thought it was the AJ and QDEM show. Fred, what's up, baby? How you doing, man?
Fred's been in the bathroom for the last half hour.
Got you.
Yeah. I'm glad he's back, though.
Yeah. Self-pleasuring, you know. But
took you a half hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Lord, getting old as hell.
Yeah, well.
Fred turned 72 this week. Can you believe it?
72.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
52.
Oh.
I'm so mad at the Chiefs, though, man.
I got. Yeah. Did you watch? Like,
I just.
Chiefs were winning that whole game.
Yeah, home, no. Damn, win the ball game.
I mean, the Titans are pretty good.
They
we got to admit.
That showed us right there they're pretty good.
Good teams don't go to Arrowhead and beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that was a good performance.
That's true.
I don't want to say they've got a gimme because
they beat Denver too.
Yeah,
was that at home or
that was at home? That was in Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah,
damn, it's cold.
But
yeah, it is.
They've now. I mean, they're tied with you guys. I don't want to say they've got a gimme because it's the NFL, but they've got Jacksonville next week.
They might lose. Look at me just talking, trying to be positive.
They might lose.
Hoping they lose.
You guys are playing, I think, a better team than Jacksonville.
Cincinnati's pretty good.
But they've also had a very disappointing season.
Right.
They no longer have anything to play for.
They had a hard division, too, though.
Other than pride.
Yeah.
But what I think it's going to boil down to is, and even if you guys lose this game, it's not the end of the world because
we gotta play them.
If you beat the Titans, you're still in.
Right.
Does that go through you guys' head at all? Like, that this game is maybe not as important than any other games?
I don't like that wording.
What's the wording you would say? How would you put it?
You know, and that my wording might not be good either, but it would be like, you know, if we lose, we still have a chance.
Okay. Because the last 2 weeks, to me, have been must-win games for you guys.
But, yeah.
And you won both of them.
Right.
And what those must-win games did was put you in a position where this weekend's not a must-win game.
I see what you're saying. The past games have put us where this one is.
Yeah.
You know.
This game doesn't matter, really. In the grand scheme, you guys could lose 100 to nothing.
But on the flip side of that, like, say we win this game and they lose.
Then it's over.
Well, exactly.
And you'll know that before your game because they play
You guys play late.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you'll know going in whether that Bengals game is going to mean something.
Yeah.
And if it is, I mean, I would guess –
I think we're going to have to – no, I can't say that. Of course the intensity would go up if we, you know – it wouldn't go down if we knew that we didn't have to win. But
you don't think it would?
I would think it'd go down.
I would hope it would.
I think it would erupt if we knew we had to win.
Oh, okay. I'm saying if you knew you didn't have to win,
it wouldn't go down.
It wouldn't.
It'd probably stay the same.
Okay, I would want it to go down because I don't want people getting hurt.
No,
I mean once you're in a game where the result the result doesn't matter.
This is hard to say. This is an individual type thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just hard to say.
Okay. Yeah. I'm
on a mission, so it ain't going nowhere.
You're trying to get that respect.
Yeah. So you know, I don't matter win, lose, or draw.
What guys like Jadeveon Clowney. Who already has a bunch of respect in his bank account,
Ooh. He
should probably sit down
Ooh.
And not have to go
Stop
out
it.
There.
He might be listening to this. Cut it out.
Listen, that dude's number one overall. That dude's got plenty of respect.
We need you to play, baby.
If you don't need him to play, though.
He's on a mission, too, though.
Is he?
Yeah, he's on a mission, too.
He's trying to. At the beginning of the year when Tom Brady got suspended,
yeah.
I said the rest of this season is going to be called the Tom Brady FU Tour, where he's just going to go around and humiliate everybody
because
he's going to be angry.
He had a hard time with Denver, though.
He did have a hard time. Yeah. Everybody has a hard time with Denver's defense.
That's
Those guys are legit.
That's true.
But
shout
I think Clowney,
out Wade Phillips.
Clowney may be in the same boat, like where everybody was questioning him, and this is his chance to make everybody look stupid who thought that they made the wrong choice or whatever it may be.
Well, it's just him living up to the hype.
Yeah.
You know, first overall pick, been hurt.
And people saying, oh, he's just,
show us.
He was one play.
Like, show us. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. He's been very impressive.
You. Yeah, he's showing you.
That Titans game, have you ever played a game like that where.
Yeah, last year, right? We had to win to get in last year. We had to beat Jacksonville here last year.
But I'm talking about against the team that you're fighting for that spot
okay,
with.
Okay, okay, I got you.
So no, one of you goes to the playoffs and one goes home?
No, I've never been in that. That kind of
that's got to be like a next level of pressure of just intensity.
It's like a Super
I would
Bowl,
think.
Right?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's because one of you's packing up and going home after that game.
Yeah.
That's I mean to me that's as amazing as it can
it's
get
intense.
In the regular season.
It's intense, yeah.
What do you think of Tennessee? And I mean, obviously, you guys played them once. I don't think they're the same team you guys saw early on.
I haven't watched them.
Oh, okay.
I've been like other than highlights, I haven't really. I've been focused on the team at hand.
You, what you've seen of Mariota on film and in person, are you impressed by that kid?
I think he's pretty good.
I think he's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I think he's developed nicely.
I'm impressed by Murray. He's really turned it around.
Oh, hey, Murray and Henry.
I knew he was a good. Like he's great. He's a good downhill runner. He didn't fit his offense. Everybody knew that though when he went there.
Yeah,
like that's not your offense.
Has Tennessee gotten better on the offensive line? Is that why they're able to run the ball better? Because Murray and Henry have both looked like. I mean, just world beaters behind that line.
I don't know. I haven't watched them.
Okay.
Honestly, I haven't watched them.
When you prepared for them the first time.
Yeah.
I think Fred and I have mentioned this before about the Titans.
Yeah.
If they have a weakness, it's that they don't really have a lot of weapons as far as wide receivers.
Right, for
sure. Yeah. As good as Mariota is, I mean, Delaney Walker is probably his best pass-catching threat.
No question. The guy Matthews is kind of coming along, right?
Rishard Matthews, pretty decent. Yeah, but they don't really have, like, a true number one guy.
Receiver, yeah. Matthews would be it.
Well, how's that for preparation for you guys?
Yeah.
How does that affect you? Because obviously when there is a great number one, a safety's
like
job
week,
is to shade over to that
like
guy.
The Bengals, though, right?
Yeah.
A.J. Green.
Yeah, assuming A.J. Green's healthy and
so
playing.
The game plan is different. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like you got to take in factor that you really got number one guy who can beat you if you don't double him or cover him, for sure.
And another thing the Bengals have this week is a great tight end.
He's pretty good.
He's Tyler really Eifert. Good. He's turned into one of the better ones in the league.
He's really good.
What's your role in stopping him, or is that with this defense, is that more on the linebackers?
No, it's more on the safeties and linebackers.
Okay.
Just depending on the coverage, but more likely it'd be a safety for sure.
And is it tough when you've got not only that good tight end, but you also have a number one that you'd like to shade in A.J. Green?
Yeah, but you don't want the number one to beat you.
Yeah.
Period. Like you tight end's good, but let him beat you.
You just don't want to let A.J. Green beat you.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you got a number one like that.
Is Gronk the only guy in the league that you look at and say?
Tight end-wise?
Yeah.
Him and Kelsey.
Him,
Kelsey, and maybe the guy in Washington.
Jordan Reed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Jimmy Graham? Like, did you ever play against prime Jimmy Graham?
Yeah, he was scary.
That's a different – when he had Drew Brees, that was a different story.
He was a different guy.
Yeah.
He was an animal, for sure.
The Bengals game for you guys – though it doesn't mean much, like I said, for the other side of the ball, for the offense, especially with Tom Savage out there,
yeah.
D-
do you think it's a big deal for him to go out and play well so this team has confidence going into that last game?
Yeah, I think it's a, you know, I think it's a big deal. But he didn't have to do anything different than what he did this week. Don't turn it over. You know what I'm saying? Run the offense. Get him in the right check. And just play good football. Good sound football, man. And we'll be fine.
That seems to be a theme with you. Don't turn it over.
Just don't turn it over.
I've asked you for weeks. You said, oh, it's no big deal.
We'll take a punt, man. You know, field position changes. Just don't turn it over.
Don't
please.
Turn. Don't put us in a bad spot.
That's all we're asking. And if you do, we're gonna come out and do what we gotta do. But
you'd rather not.
We'd rather you not, for sure.
One of the guys I like a lot on that offense that I wish they'd highlight a little bit more is Akeem Hunt.
Oh my
and
God, we love him.
I couldn't believe he didn't make this team coming out of camp.
That was strange.
I thought that was a huge mistake.
He was big last year too.
He plays every time he's on the field.
I said that he's the one guy in that backfield that has something special to him. Like, Lamar Miller's the most complete back you guys have, obviously.
It's the burst.
But there's nobody else who has that game-changing speed.
Yeah.
And they drafted Tyler Irvin, and I said, why'd you draft Tyler Irvin? You already have that guy in Akeem Hunt. They've started to kind of work him in a little bit more.
Right.
To me, he gives them a different dimension on offense. What do you guys think in the locker room of Akeem?
We love Akeem. We call him a dancing fool because he loves to dance, but he's a dog. Like, he gets everybody's respect, for sure. We love him, and I want to see him get 10 to 12 carries a game.
Yeah.
Touches a game.
He almost turned it over.
Sheesh.
You would have been mad at him if he did that, though.
Yeah, he's got to tighten up.
Yeah, he can get those touches, but don't drop that ball.
I told him in blue, you guys got to tighten up.
Get it together.
Yeah.
All right.
It's big.
So we talked about this off air, but you've been going up against Tom Savage running the scout team for you guys.
Yeah, wearing him out too.
What is that like? How's he look there?
He looks good.
How many times have you picked him up?
He has his days. He tore me up this week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he got me this week. Pinpoint passes, like I'm tight coverage and everything. But man, he put some passes on the money this week.
Did you go tell Bill? Hey, this is the week. If Osweiler turns it over twice, put this guy in.
Cut it out, man.
Oh, okay.
He's crazy.
I didn't know what kind of pull you had.
We like Tom. I think Tom, man, has gotten better. Going against our defense for sure, because we compete every day. We don't want Mumphrey and the scout team receivers, man, catching the pass on us. And the fact that he's putting balls on the money, man, they're making us look crazy. It just shows, man, how he's progressing as a quarterback.
It's fun. So you're saying that Savage was better than Bortles this week? Scout team Savage was better than game day Bortles.
Savage probably had 130 on us.
Damn. And Bortles does 80 suck. Something, 80, he sucks, 88. Man. That guy sucks.
He's an NFL quarterback, man. He's not too bad.
Listen, I can name another NFL quarterback that sucks, but I
Ooh.
Won't.
Name three.
I'm not going to name him.
Why?
I don't have time for that.
All right.
Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, God.
You want me to keep going?
No.
I can.
No,
you're gonna get. He's going to get close to home here.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you in the low blow here in a second.
You better not talk about my quarterback. T.O. voice.
He's not your quarterback anymore.
That's my quarterback.
No, that was your quarterback.
Hey.
That was him. He's gone now. Those days are done, I hope.
Go Jacksonville. Beat Tennessee. Baby.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Attorney Gary Trichter Law Enforcement. They're stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a breath test or a blood test. And you got to know, the science behind those tests are designed for you to fail. They want to make you fail. And that's where Attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist. He is experienced in telling the truth about these tests, and he's experienced in doing it in a jury trial setting. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state, and he's right here in Houston. Remember, the science behind those tests, it's just antiquated, it's bad technology, and it just doesn't make sense, and that's what Gary Trichter is there to explain. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI or DUI, you need to call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. Never know when you might need it. 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com. 713-524-1010 for Attorney Gary Trichter.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
One more time for my friends at Pajamagram. Christmas right around the corner. You want to get something for the lady? Pajamagram has you covered. Whether she wants something sexy, you know, maybe you want something sexy for her, or she wants something soft and cozy, Pajamagram's got all kinds of pajamas, including the hoodie footy, which will always keep her warm. Head-to-toe warmth means she's going to be cozying up to you in no time. You can find the hoodie footy, all the styles at pajamagram.com, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate hoodie footy.
And imagine getting to open that gift on Christmas, and especially if she's wearing the sexy Midnight Fantasy underneath. You get both those. The sweet and sexy gift set includes a hoodie footie and a Midnight Fantasy. You buy both today at Pajamagram.com. You save $60, and you don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is still guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Saltgrass Steakhouse in Pearland. This is the QDEM Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you in part by Acme Party Intent. Here's Quinton Demps with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back.
Back in the
One last segment. Just want to let you know, come celebrate the Big Texas Party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. Happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com for a limited time only. $75 off, so get your tickets now. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. Of course, yeah. You hope to be playing in that. So,
no doubt.
Couple questions from
the fans.
The people.
Listeners.
Quentin, you've had a hot streak with interceptions in the last two games. Has your preparation been any different?
No. What do you mean? I prepare the same. It's all about your mindset more than it is, I prepare the same.
Well, and it's not like they throw at you all the time back
then. Yeah, like, man.
You're not going to get a ton of opportunities, but you've been taking advantage of the ones you've been getting.
Exactly, for sure.
And, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to add, one of the questions I saw was, there's a lot of discussion of what happens to Romeo Crennel at the end of this season.
Yeah.
And obviously they've got a guy there in Mike Vrabel who a lot of the players like. Would a change there influence your decision one way or the other?
No.
You like both those guys?
I love both of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
those are pretty great coaches, you think?
Yeah. We all like Rack, respect Rack. He's been around for forever. We all love Vrabel. He's played the game. Good coach.
When not just you, but you got a couple other guys. Bouye is going to be up at the end of this year.
Yeah.
Big Vince. Do you think Big Vince is going to want to come back and play another year?
I think so. I think, you know, he loves the game. He likes to compete. It's just a question of, you know, he's older now. You know, can his body handle it? And so it's on him to decide, but I think he'd be ready. Yeah, I don't know. You know? I don't know.
How does he look to you on film? Because he sure looks like he's playing pretty well for guy his age.
Yeah, I think, but you know, with his snap count, I think he's doing, you know, a good job with the reps that he gets, for sure.
All right. So you got the Bengals coming up.
Yeah.
And obviously, as I mentioned earlier, that game might mean a whole hell of a lot. I mean, you'll know when you go in there. So you're going to be watching that Jags game?
Definitely. Ear to the streets.
Okay.
For sure.
When did you guys find out that the Titans won?
I found it in the locker room.
Did you guys check the score at halftime? Like, say, what's going on?
Nah. Hell no, we were losing.
Oh, okay. That's true.
If we were winning, we probably would have, but yeah, we were losing. We better focus on this game.
I forgot about that. I'm glad you didn't check the score.
Tennessee, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I got another one. What did you think of the uniform combination you wore yesterday?
It was terrible.
You don't like those reds?
I don't like the blue pants with the red. You got to go red pants with all. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I didn't like it.
I got to give you guys some credit. Andrew Luck has been a monster in two of the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And he had one stinker shoved there in the middle of that sandwich, you guys.
It's a division game, man. We know this guy.
I mean, you guys.
Like, we see this guy twice a year.
That
man.
May have been the best game you guys played this season as a defense. I don't know. The scoreboard,
think
man.
So?
Maybe so. I mean,
so?
Just
because of that offense. And
just compared to, like,
he is.
What he's been doing, right. And for you guys to go in there.
Yeah,
you know,
I see what you're saying.
Shutting down some scrubby quarterback.
We shut down Andrew Luck,
Yeah, but you guys shut down him while he'd been playing really well.
Really well, yeah.
That might, and it was a game.
Credit the coaches, for sure.
It's a game that.
The game plan was amazing.
Basically, for all intents and purposes, knocked him out of the playoffs. I mean, they're on life support now because of that. Had they won that game, you guys are on life support. And you guys came up, and I think you guys played the biggest game of the season, the best game of the season.
Yeah,
right,
that was huge, man. I appreciate that. AJ.
Yeah, because I mean, listen, I'm not gonna,
rub all over you when you guys beat up Blake Bortles. You're supposed to.
I understand that.
But Andrew Luck is a great player, and you guys made him look mediocre. Yeah. I think that was a really great performance for you guys a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, did y'all hear that? That's from AJ. That's from AJ.
That's me giving credit.
Thank
Some
you,
people
man.
Think I never give credit to the Texans.
You give credit, man.
You keep, don't believe that, right?
You keep it 100, man.
I just try to I try to keep it real.
That's all you do, man.
That's all I try to do.
That's why I love you, dog.
That's respect.
My dog.
Yeah, well, you
we put respect on each other's names. That's what I like about our relationship.
Respect.
I don't have any on my name.
You're good. You're the coach. Big coach.
Players play. Get the hell out of the way. All right. Is that music I'm hearing?
Is that it?
Okay. So
that's it. Oh, man.
All right. Well,
next time we talk to you, we expect to be talking to a playoff-bound Quentin Dimps.
Oh, man.
AFC South Division champion Quentin
Water on me for the whole Saltgrass.
Sound?
I got you.
Man.
My treat.
What a gesture.
The whole Saltgrass. Water.
What a gesture. Ice? No ice.
Whatever you want.
What?
You pick.
Lemon?
No doubt. Lemon.
Oh, my goodness. You're a generous man. You're in the Christmas spirit. Merry Christmas to you and your family, Quentin. We always appreciate you coming out and doing the show with us, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Enjoy yourself tonight with the other DBs, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Hopefully be talking about playoff games coming up.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully.
All right. That's got to wrap it up. Great job by everybody involved today.
Thanks,
Brad. We'll be back at studio tomorrow. Good luck this weekend, Quentin. That's it. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.